Welcome to the Gossip Party podcast. This is an extra cast in celebration of Rooster Teeth's 11th birthday, which was yesterday. Today we have Justin.
Hello.
Cam, go fuck yourself.
Clay. Howdy.
Love me, Miles.
I didn't skip over you. I skipped over Cam this time, so yeah.
No, I said Logan. Howdy. It's all good.
Hi.
Logan.
Hi.
And myself, Nicholas.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Or Miles, or whatever. Cole. I don't give a fuck.
Mark Nutt!
So, like I said, this is in celebration of Rooster Teeth's 11th year anniversary.
Yeah, 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 yeah! Rooster Teeth 11th anniversary! And, I was hoping
question.
Everybody
quick
else
question.
Would
quick question!
No. And this will be.
Question.
Oh, fuck.
What's Rooster Teeth?
Oh, my God.
This is why we don't have a 14-year-old on the podcast.
So, let's all sing happy birthday to Rooster Teeth again.
No, 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 no. That first time was awful.
But
I mean, it made me want to kill myself.
It's their birthday. We got it.
It is their birthday, and I sent them many tweets, congratulating them on their birthday.
I sent them one tweet because I'm not a fucking asshole.
Well, I responded to questions they asked their fans. You fuck.
I'm not a fucking douchebag. I just said happy birthday to Rooster Teeth.
Wow, how unprofessional was that, Miles?
What?
That wasn't his phone. I think that was Justin's.
No, it wasn't.
No, that was mine. It's all the way across the room, and I don't give a fuck.
It's whatever. Look, this is just an additional podcast. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So this is in addition to our fourth podcast, which came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this will probably be the second podcast uploaded to our site, which will be www.com.
www.com.
We got that one?
I wonder if that's taken.
No, I'm going to check it right now.
So www.thegossippartypod.com, and so I'll be making that Friday and uploading things up to it Friday.
It is not taken.
So when you're hearing this, the site's going to be up. Not pretty, but it's going to be up.
No, it's up already. They just don't know the IP.
Wait,
yeah.
We've got the site
Shut up.
No, not
okay,
the...
let's. Anyways, back to Rooster Teeth.
Not official.
Back to Rooster Teeth. I was just mentioning that because this will be the second one up. So, we're going to try to make this all about Rooster Teeth.
So
we're
going to
go around and
hour.
Say sort of like how we found out about Rooster Teeth. And I think we should also add, like, if you remember what exactly you saw that really made you more or less addicted or just become really big fans of Rooster Teeth. That might be nice. Like, I know exactly when that was for me. So, if you guys do too, add that in. So, we're going to start with Justin, then go to Cam, Clay, Logan, and then myself. This will be shorter than our normal podcast, but...
keeping it at 30 minutes.
Yeah, but again, it's all about kind of the community that brought us together in the first place, because... for me, at the very least, I wouldn't have known about Internet Box had it not been for Rooster Teeth.
What's Internet Box?
Really, the Internet Box wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Rooster Teeth.
Well,
so, I mean, maybe. This is all really part of the community that brought us together in the first place and where we immediately had something to talk about in our meet and greet. So, obviously, something... Well, Logan was invited by Justin, but other than that, so it's something we all share a common interest in, and again, it's their 11th year anniversary of kind of one of the innovators of machinima, so it's a pretty big fucking
deal. Innovators, kind of like the inventors, in my opinion. Not the inventors, but the first real ones to do it right.
Pretty much, the first ones to do it successfully.
Yeah.
And they've grown a lot, and they've expanded a lot, which... and then, so later we'll get to more recent stuff they've done. Like, I want to talk about the newest immersion and the RVB season 12 trailer and all
that
shit.
The fact that Cam's the fucking biggest Ruby fanboy.
Are you?
I'm a huge Ruby fanboy.
Ruby's great.
Okay.
I
mean, yeah, it's really great, and I love almost everything Monty does. Haloid was amazing when I first saw it. Anyway, we're going to start with Justin, then Cam, Clay, Logan, then myself. So, Justin, you've got it.
All right, I've been a fan of Rooster Teeth for a while now, a couple of years. I mean, since sixth grade, like a, one of my friends told me about it first. They just told me about Red versus Blue. And I went and watched it, and I loved it. And then I watched some more of the stuff that Rooster Teeth put out, specifically shorts. And then I started watching, you know, some of the Achievement Hunter stuff, and listening to the podcast. And I think when I found the first video podcast, that was the first podcast I ever saw. I was like, "Holy shit, they have a podcast! Oh my god!" And I watched it, and I was hooked. And that's when I really got addicted to Rooster Teeth in general.
And was the podcast?
Right, yeah. When I found out they had a podcast and started listening to that, it was great.
Hey, you those earlier ones podcast? Were
amazing.
Oh, the earlier ones were the best. I've wanted to talk about this for a while, and I think I might have mentioned it to you once or twice, like you guys.
Yeah, we have. And I think this wouldn't be a bad time to do it before we get to Cam, that way we don't forget.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Jeff did a lot of the earlier ones, and I'm also glad that he doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were fantastic. I know you have a big problem with the advertisement stuff. That doesn't bother me.
They need to make money.
Yeah, like I really don't give a fuck. Because I like the fact that they've grown enough that they can make money off of them talking about nothing.
Right. I like that. And the thing I liked about the earlier ones more than the newer ones are the older ones were just some friends who started a company and they were just sitting around a table, you know, talking. But now it's sort of like a production. It's not so much... I guess to me it's just the knowledge that they make a production out of it that sort of, you know, detracts a little bit from it. I'm not saying I don't like it, because I still love it. Like, it's one of my favorite podcasts now besides this one. But my favorite podcasts are the ones where people just sit around and talk like what we do.
Which is why Internet Box was really good.
Exactly. And Rooster Teeth, they still do that, but they added ads in and they made a set and everything. That just sort of put me off of it a little bit. I still love it, though.
They still pretty much, though, just sit around and talk. They haven't really changed what they talk about in the podcast.
No,
it's absolutely. Just sort of how they do it.
Right.
Though I would like to see, and I'll say this, I would like to see a little bit more rotation of Rooster Teeth employees in the podcast.
I want to see Michael and Ray on a little bit more.
I love it when Michael and Gavin are both there.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. I absolutely love it because they are like the most straight gay for each other guys I've ever seen.
Would you ship them, great. Miles?
What?
Would you ship them?
No. Yeah. My favorite person to be on the podcast, though, is Joel, definitely. Joel's the best.
Oh, he's fucking wonderful.
And like, the earlier ones where it was... I think there was one or two where it was just Matt, Bernie, Jeff, and Joel. Those are my favorite podcasts, hands down. Those are amazing.
Oh, the 10th anniversary one? Which was exactly that? Did you see that?
No, I don't think I saw that. Last year? One. I might have, but I can't remember.
It's when they were at the racetrack because they were doing the immersion, I think.
Yeah. I did see that one.
Yeah. And I don't know if maybe Matt was, like, drunk or something. He had the sunglasses on the entire time.
They were all drinking.
So yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if Matt was, like, kind of gone drunk or not. But anyway, that was a lot of fun because all they were doing was reminiscing and shit. And if you didn't see it, check out Matt's journal on the Rooster Teeth site. Very similar, where it's looking back on the 11 years and all of that shit.
I'll definitely check that out.
And then Gus posted a lot of really cool pictures in a journal yesterday as well.
It was really weird to see, like, if you did see it. It was like 15-year-old Barbara. That was weird.
Oh, yeah, that was really
weird.
That was
a weird picture.
Though one of my favorites was that whole first cast of Red vs. Blue season one.
I'm going to look at
that. That was a really great picture.
You guys want to move on from that and go to my part?
Yeah, Cam.
Yeah, go. Sure. Go.
All right, so I think the first time I discovered Rooster Teeth was probably 4 or 5 years ago when a friend of mine showed me, I think it was a Rage Quit. Might have been one of the first. Had to be. He showed me it, and I'm like, all right, this guy's a fucking dumbass, because I didn't know how good Michael was at the moment. So I start looking into their stuff a bit more, and I started to find, like, you know, their other videos, and I really found them entertaining. I never knew about Red vs. Blue. So I continued to watch their stuff, never finding out about Red versus Blue until later in their like lifeline. So I watched Red versus Blue up until season 10, which was what they were currently on, and I kind of stopped from there. No, it was season 9 actually. I lied. Season 8 or 9. So I kind of stopped from there, and I didn't watch it for a while until I found a lot of Achievement Hunter stuff, and they started doing the Let's Plays, and that's when I really started getting back into them. And when I started getting back into them, I started getting more into the stuff. Like, this was right around the time they started releasing Ruby again, and all that, and now I just watch all this stuff.
Basically, you're addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably more to that than that, but, you know.
That's pretty much all.
Wait, so is this like, Oh, I was going to say it's an AHA meeting, Achievement Hunter meeting, yeah. But it's more of a Rooster Teeth, and that's not as catchy.
I don't know. I honestly, for a longest time, I only stayed for Achievement Hunter. They kind of got stale to me because they never did anything new. They were all like 3-minute videos, so you never got to know the people in it. And then they started doing like the Let's Plays, and it worked well. And then you started to get to know Michael and Ray and Gavin, and you got to know their personalities a bit more than that. They like video games and they play them for a living. And that's what really drew me into Achievement Hunter and Rooster Teeth. And then I started listening to the podcast and Internet Box to a bit, like 20 episodes in or so. So a bit earlier than that.
It's pretty great.
All right,
it's
cool.
Pretty much the same as me. Started watching Achievement Hunter. All that.
Yeah.
And now I'm obsessed with Ruby. But we can get to that later because that's recent.
Yeah, we'll get that after I'm done. So, Clay, you're up.
Alright, like you said, I had a time as well where I remember becoming kind of just addicted to the whole Rooster Teeth mantra and everything. For me, it was the summer of E3 2011, I want to say. And I was doing a lot of yard work that summer, and I always had my iPod with me, so I downloaded podcasts so I could listen to them while I was doing yard work. And I listened to like two other, I listened to IGN and this podcast called Go Nintendo, and they had their Rooster Teeth news, but I'd already listened to them, so I needed a new podcast. And I saw Rooster Teeth was near the top of the gaming podcast, so I went to it and I downloaded it, and I'm like, I'll give this a try. And it was so funny. I remember almost everything about that episode. It's weird how I remember so much about that episode, but I've forgotten so much about others.
What episode was it?
It was episode 117. It was one where they got drunk on the moonshine-soaked cherries.
I remember that. I feel like I do.
That was a good one.
And I've gone back through them twice now. Just like I go one through whatever the newest one is. Probably I've done that twice in the last 3 years, 4 years. And I'll always remember that one. And it kind of holds a special place in my heart, not to be sentimental about it, because it's, you know, it's audio. But it just reminds me of the fact that this is something that helped me get through a lot. It helped me get through doing homework. It helped me get through doing yard work I didn't want to do. It just gave me something to listen to and relax. And I would hear a lot of stuff about them on their site, but usually when I listen to them, I'd either be doing yard work or playing video games. So I never really started getting on their website, because I'd hear them talk about, like, oh, this is our newest project, we're working on this now. But I'd never go through and be like, hey, I want to know what this is, until one day I started going through, I started going on there. And I only went on Rooster Teeth, and this was before a lot of the Let's Plays had started.
None of the Let's Plays had started by that time.
Well, this wasn't exactly the week of 117. This was a few weeks later and stuff like that, probably months.
Oh, yeah, that was probably around the time the first Saints Row Let's Play came out.
Maybe. And so it was just surreal to me that I hadn't looked, I liked this podcast so much, it became my favorite podcast, but I didn't know what else they did besides the podcast. And from the way they talked, I knew the podcast wasn't even close to their main endeavor, really. So I got on and I started looking at their site, and I then I went on YouTube and I looked at a bunch of their videos. And I just, it was one of those things. It was, I've always been more interested in technology than most of my friends. I don't always know exactly what to do, as you guys can vouch for with technology, or even close, but it's always something that's interested me. And this was a group of people, a community, even in the terrible YouTube comments, that all shared that in common with me, and that was something really cool. But I just looked at the Rooster Teeth website for that long. I watched a lot of backlog YouTube videos, but then I got busy and stuff. And one day I walked in, me and my cousin got done playing at soccer practice, and we came in, and my younger cousin was watching this game called Minecraft that I had never heard of, and it was other people playing video games. And I will never forget, we spent the whole day shitting on my younger cousin's life for watching others play video games. We said everything.
Now you're that person, Clay.
We said
now you're the person
from,
who other people watch.
Yeah, we said everything from, well, you're so much of a nerd, you have to watch other people play video games while you're playing video games because you can't get enough. And we made fun of him, and I feel so bad about, not only, I mean, it's my cousin, we make fun of each other for shit all the time, but now, because once I gave it a chance, I immediately went to him and I'm like, I was so wrong. And I don't admit I'm wrong easily, but I did. I was like, dude, I was
too?
So wrong. Well, that's incest, but I am a Kentucky, so we'll let it slide.
I think it's law there that you have to.
Right. At least yeah. Touch tips. So
sword fight.
What happened after that was I just went to him and I'm like, look, do you know who does this? He's like, yeah, Rooster Teeth. I'm like, oh, Rooster Teeth. They're the same people? He's like, yeah, what else do they do? I'm like, oh, and then he was like, Red versus Blue. I'm like, what the fuck's Red versus Blue? Have you heard their podcast? He's like, I mean, I've listened to it once or twice, but do you really not know what Red versus Blue? I'm like, no, what the fuck's that? So he gave me his copy of the DVDs to watch. I watched, like, season one, and I was like, I don't know, I like the Let's Plays a lot better. But, this is probably Minecraft maybe number two at this point. So this was just a little over, well, actually almost 2 years ago at this point, right? So it was almost 2 years ago, and then I went back, and of course I have watched up through season five. I haven't gotten back to it. I meant to do it over winter break, but I just never got around to it. But I loved that too. It's just something about, and I was never, like, the most unpopular kid in school, but then again, I was never the most popular kid in school either. Because I didn't think what everybody else thought was cool. I didn't like certain things that other people, I didn't ever like the Jersey Shore thing that was big. I never really liked all the stuff on MTV that everybody else liked. So I always felt like I was weird for liking to listen to podcasts, for liking to go online and find out about video games. I remember being so excited. There's a website called Smash Dojo that accompanied the release of Super Smash Bros. Of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Every morning they'd come out with a new, like, it'd be something like a fucking, as simple as like an item that was in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And I love stuff like that. I always felt weird for liking stuff like that. And here was a community that I found that shared interests like I did in this stuff. And it was just so cool to realize that not only were there other people out there like me, I'm not trying to say I was suicidal about to die, and this is what saved me because I realized I did fit in somewhere, but it was really cool to understand that there
were
other people.
No, because Kanye saved you, right?
Well, yeah, Jesus. But it was cool because it just gave me a whole group of people to talk to, gave me and my younger cousin more to talk about. And it's just something, I've tried to stop myself, but I can't go to Friday without watching the videos. I've been like, Clay, you need to study. I don't care that it's Thursday. You can have a fun Saturday and watch them all in a row. I can't fucking do it.
It's come to the
Thursday.
Point in my life where it's bed. It's like 12 o'clock. I just recorded a podcast or some shit. Oh, shit. New Versus out today or new Let's Build. I have to carve a chunk out of my sleeping time so I can watch that video.
Right,
you
that's a little
what?
Extreme,
Isn't
but that's I do that too.
Yeah, I do that. A lot of people.
So
do
instead
that,
of watching it during the day, that, I watch it as soon as I sleep. Like, it puts me to sleep, kind of. It relaxes me.
I kind of want to. Okay, first off, I want to ask. So we're like 10 minutes away from the 30 minutes.
Yeah. Fuck it. We're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask. Like, is everybody willing to keep going? Because we have a lot of stuff we all seem to want to talk about.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's keep
I'm
going.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to go on for so long.
No.
We couldn't have kept this in half an hour.
I'm gonna go on for a lot too, and we want to talk about Ruby. We want to talk about RVB. We want to talk about a lot of shit. So.
Right, but to go ahead, so y'all can get to your parts. It really just the whole Let's Play community, the whole Rooster Teeth community, all of it. Even though I'm not a very active community member at all, that's what entranced me into the whole. I'm waiting for this video. I can't wait till next week when they have this video. And that's what got me into everything, and I can owe it all back to Rooster Teeth Podcast number 117.
All right, well, so.
Wait, before we get into the next video, I just want to ask a quick question to all of you.
Alright.
Was it, to some point, at Achievement Hunter, did it get stale for you before the Let's Plays? Like, did it seem like it was kind of the same thing over and over? Like, you didn't get enjoyment out of Rooster Teeth anymore, because they kind of were doing the same thing?
Are you talking about Rooster Teeth as a whole, or
Achievement
just
Hunter?
Achievement Hunter?
Like, because I feel like they used to not do anything. Like, they did the Fails of the Week, which was cool. They did Horse, and then they did... you know, all the other, like, minor series here and there, achievement guides. But they never really did something that got you to know them. Like, you saw Awu, and that was the most. Like, did that ever translate into you not wanting to watch Achievement Hunter?
Like, not really.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It kind of felt like that feeling, like, it's just the same thing I'm going to see over and over again. I'd rather watch something new. Which is what turned me towards RVB, which was something different.
I thought you were talking about the fact that when I first saw all of them live after just watching the Minecraft Let's Plays when they did the behind-the-scenes stuff, I was in vehement denial that that's what they actually looked like, because I'd already made pictures of them inside my head of what they actually look like from just their voice.
Well, see, for me, it was before... I mean, they did Let's Plays before the Minecraft Let's Play, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, they did a few.
And, so I enjoyed those, but for me, Achievement Hunter was at that point so much tied to Rooster Teeth that it was like by the time the next Awu came out, or the time the next Here's How You Get This Achievement came out, or Horse or whatever, I had watched like fucking 12 Rooster Teeth videos.
Oh no, so, I'm not saying that it was bad or anything. I'm just saying it felt kind of old. Like,
but
it
what
didn't
I'm
feel like
what
there
I'm
was
saying
enough.
is that it didn't ever seem that stale to me because so much happened in between the videos on Rooster Teeth's end. For me. Because I still watch everything they put out, even if it's when I'm going to sleep. I mean, it's my go-to thing. Like, even if I'm reading, I'll throw it up and listen to it while I'm reading. So, I mean, I can see where you're coming from. Yeah, I think it could get stale, but I was just so much into it, and kind of still am, that so much happened in between everything they did that it wasn't like it was new again, but it wasn't quite as stale as it would be if I didn't
just watch
it.
But it was also like, it felt like at some point, other than RVB and you know, the podcast, you never really laughed at anything they produced. Except for the shorts. The shorts were really good. But
I don't know.
Are you talking about the achievement videos? Because those weren't meant to make you laugh. Those
no, but just like anything Achievement Hunter did, you kind of like didn't go into it expecting to laugh. You went to it expecting gameplay of some sort.
I don't
like
know.
Fails of the Week.
That came in a little later,
well,
though.
No,
I
but
guess.
That...
I don't know what you're really saying, but I
Saints
sort of wanted
Row,
to ask something.
Saints Row Let's Plays?
I'm saying like before the first Let's Plays came in, Achievement Hunter just felt like it was boring and there was nothing in it that
I don't know what you're talking
about. Before the Let's Plays, Achievement Hunter didn't, I don't even think, have their own channel. They were still
Let's
using
Play.
The
they didn't even have
channel.
Their own channel until like last year, recent.
No, you're thinking about the Let's Play channel. They've had the Achievement Hunter channel for a few years.
Yeah, that's community, though. That's all community
stuff. No, 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 no. Look up Achievement Hunter on YouTube and sort it through channels. You'll see an Achievement Hunter channel that hasn't seen activity in like 9 months, maybe more. They had their own channel.
Who did?
Achievement Hunter. But when you're talking about, yeah, they were only on Rooster Teeth, and they didn't put out a lot of stuff. So, if in my mind, Achievement Hunter wasn't even, like, somewhat separate from Rooster Teeth. It was just like, oh, yeah, this is another part of Rooster Teeth. It's all Rooster Teeth. I didn't even think of it as, like, oh, Abu is Achievement Hunter. Yeah, and it was the like, whole, oh, Abu is Rooster Teeth.
The whole point of Achievement Hunter was just for achievement videos and little stuff like that. They didn't really start doing Let's Plays as a main thing until later in their life cycle, you know?
Yeah.
Or in their lifespan.
Yeah, lifespan is funny.
I didn't mean cycle.
This is real quick, but I forgot to mention. After me and my cousin made fun of my younger cousin about the Let's Play thing, the day or two after, we came in from practice again, and he had us watch. There were two shorts. It was the one where, I think it's Joel has a dream about Megan Fox or something.
That's Jeff's dream, yeah.
Jeff has a dream about Megan Fox, and also the one where, Matt gets a button to push that can kill people, and he just keeps pushing it.
No, that was Joel.
Oh, that
Joel
was great.
That's
yeah,
a playlist.
Joel got the button.
That's well, yeah, I'm fucking an idiot, so I'm dumb.
No, wait.
But my cousin, my cousin showed me those two, and me and my cousin were laughing our ass off. The older one, not the young one was too, but he was the one showing us. And then we're like, oh my god, who made these? Are there more? He's like, the same people you made fun of me for watching yesterday. It's the same company. And we're like, yeah, never mind. We lied. Those were stupid and gay. We hated them. We just laughed to make you feel good.
All right, so before we go on to Logan's, story, I wanted to ask you, Clay and Cam were sort of talking about this earlier, about how they watch the videos, how they can't really wait till the end of the week. How do you guys watch their videos? Do you wait till the end of the week, or do you have to watch them as soon as they come out?
I watch them at night before I go to bed.
I watch them every 2 days. I watch,
or if it's a Minecraft Let's Play. If it's a Minecraft Let's Play, I'll just sit there refreshing the page waiting for it to come out. Come on, do it.
Weekends are fair game for me, like if it, like a Minecraft or a Full Play that Michael puts out. But as for,
I don't have time to watch the Full Play situation.
During college, like I know some of you, Miles, you graduated college, but
no,
I'm sure I'm in
my last semester.
Well, yeah, you've been in college. I'm sure you can vouch for this as well. Unfortunately, there comes a time in college, especially your freshman semester, I hope it gets better, but probably not, where you can't just watch them every day as much as you want to.
I'll say this, Clay, it's not that it gets better, it's that the more you're in college, the more you realize your GPA doesn't matter at all, and so you give less and less of a shit.
Well,
as long
I'm
as you're still in school, you're fine. As long as you graduate, you're good.
As long as you graduate and you don't have like a 2.1, if you have like a 2.5 and up, you're fucking fine.
Right. But honestly, I have to punish myself or regulate myself to only watch one every 2 days. So I'll watch the GTA.
That's only because you're Asian.
Well, yeah. But I'll watch the GTA and the Let's Build on Tuesday nights. And I'll watch the random one on Wednesday and the Versus on Thursday night. So then Friday night, I'll catch the Minecraft one if I'm not hanging out with friends or doing something else. And then, like
what
I said, Saturdays
are
fair games.
Go?
What?
When do you watch Go?
Oh, sorry.
It's gotta be Tuesday.
There's a lot of series
well,
you don't
see,
really...
Go and Hunt are new, and I them, but I usually let those stack up.
Okay, that makes sense. They're slower.
Yeah, and except for
quicker, not
well,
slower.
Yeah, like two of the most recent ones were like 20 minutes.
Oh.
Or one of them might have been longer. And when I saw they were that long, I watched those immediately. But when they're like the 5 minute or the 8 minute or even the 12 minute, I'm just like, if I'm going to watch something, I want to dedicate like the time to it. That might not make sense, but maybe it's because I have ADHD, but if I'm doing it, I want to fucking immerse myself in it. I don't want it to go, here we are, and we're done.
Yeah, for me,
makes
it's
sense.
you guys have sort of like a schedule, or you kind of know when you're going to watch it. It's like, I'm sort of a crack addict when it comes to Rooster Teeth. Every time I get on, the internet, or on my computer, or on my iPad, or on my iPod, or anything,
you fucking rich
the first thing
shit.
I go to is Rooster Teeth. I'm instant, like every time I get on my computer, I'm instantly going to the Rooster Teeth website.
Well, you can
to
go
see
too.
If they have a new couple videos out or what I've missed or anything like that. I just can't stop watching it. I used to try to let it stack up and just marathon them on Saturday or Friday. I can't do that anymore. It's every time I get on my computer, I'm going to see if there's anything new. It's great.
See, here's where I am. I have a Windows phone. And so I used to have an iPhone. So I know you can pin like a website to your the start of your iPhone as well.
Right.
But with the Windows phone, you have the live tiles. So, and there's this cool guy, Thunder Nerd is his name. See, if you're listening and you happen to have a Windows phone, if you're like the literally dozens of us who have them.
Cam Link.
Because they're a piece of shit. I had one. It was horrible.
No, the Nokia Lumia 1520 is fantastic.
Maybe. I was a very, very, very early adopter right when the live tiles thing came out. And it had no marketplace support. It had no real support. It had
guys,
no
we're getting
good
a topic.
Phone.
Clay, that's off topic. All I'm going to say is it is a lot better now. There's still not a lot of apps. But Thunder Nerd from the Rooster Teeth site made an app. It was just for Achievement Hunter. I really hope he makes a Rooster Teeth one. But it takes videos from the Achievement Hunter website because Adobe has stopped supporting Flash on mobile devices. So on my phone, because of the size of it, it doesn't read, and so it doesn't accept the mobile site, and so I can't watch videos. So, like, last night, for the sponsors only, for Immersion, I'm a sponsor, I couldn't watch it because I was in class, and I was like, fuck it, I am really bored, I'll just listen to this in class.
Holy shit.
And,
you just left.
No, I didn't leave. I waited till 9.
Like, as in you burst into laughter while watching it.
Because
it was really fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it till I got home. But, which is why I say I wish he made it for all of Rooster Teeth, not just Achievement Hunter. But, at the same time, I can see on the website, I can open it really quick and see new videos. And I look like a madman at work. Between Reddit, YouTube, the Rooster Teeth site, and most of it, I'm ashamed to admit, is Rooster Teeth or Gossip Party related.
Dude, you spend a lot of time on the Gossip Party, you find out.
Yeah. Right.
You put too much work into this shitty podcast.
To be fair, I want to make my own shit because I really would love to be hired by Achievement Hunter, and that they're moving into a new place, which probably means a bigger studio for Achievement Hunter. I really need to get all my shit and make stuff. But,
I'd recommend submitting stuff with the site for that.
Well, I mean, I've already recorded, like, 5 episodes worth of stuff. Now I just need to go through and edit it.
You're kind
of
in a long line, considering all of the, like...
Oh, no shit. But,
like, Fracker still needs a job.
But I'm completely narcissistic and think that I'm better than everyone. So
what
I have complete confidence.
I haven't heard from Fracker in a long time.
I also have a very well-paying day job that I'm not going to quit unless I get, like, you are a full-time employee of Achievement Hunter. Then I'll quit my day job. But until then, I
just go for an internship and see where it goes. Oh, you have a really well-paying day job, Miles? Want to tell you how much you make an hour in the chat, and we'll see if that's well-paying enough. And your debit card number?
Wait, hold up. Guys, we're getting off topic.
Yeah,
it's time for Logan. It's been like 20 minutes and we haven't heard Logan's yet.
Do you really want to hear Logan's, though?
Yeah, Logan.
First off, I'm going to get a lot of hate, I'm sure, because of the amount I've watched. First, I saw the top 5 fails of the week years ago. Didn't really see much of anything else. And then
you saw it
recently,
back when it was top 5?
I think I saw... Actually, no, my brother shared a video with me, and I watched that. Thought it was funny. I can't remember which one it was, though. And then I started watching all the other videos, and then I just got kind of caught on it. And now whenever I get on the computer, I go to my Gmail and search for Rooster Teeth, to see if they've uploaded any new videos.
So, all right.
So you're an addict.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
An addict.
Recent addict.
Recent addict. All
right, so now we hear from Miles, and I expect...
Well, Logan, how recent are we talking about?
Completely into it, like the past few months, but halfway into it, on and off for the past 2 years, I think it is.
I feel you.
All right.
Now we get to hear Miles' story, right?
Yeah, I was casual, and then I was addicted.
It's like how heroin starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no. That's more how, like, I don't think you can start off as a casual heroin user.
You're like a smoker, Logan.
Want to fucking bet, Miles?
Messing around with it. No.
We'll both take a shot of heroin right now.
You're depressed because you can't quit smoking.
Dude, if I was going to do heroin, there's no way I'd do a needle.
You're an addict.
Snort that shit.
You just got to accept that you're an addict, Logan.
There's two different conversations.
I'm going to insert it through my fucking urethra.
Nicholas, tell us how you became addicted to Rooster Teeth.
Or heroin.
So the... funny story about... Nah, I never did that.
You have it?
So
pussy.
The first time I heard about Rooster Teeth was actually... I remember it really well, mostly because it was a New Year's Eve party in 2000... I guess it would be 2004. And... which would have put me in, like, 8th or 9th grade, I forget which. And one of my friends was all psyched, because, like, he was like, well, Season 2 of Red vs. Blue is going to be starting soon. And I was like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. He's like, well, I've downloaded all of Season 1. Do you want to watch it? Fuck it, why not? And laughed my fucking ass off. I loved it. And, so for the next 4 or 5 years, so until like season 5 or 6, or 4 or 5, no, 5 and 6, I'm sorry, I'm retarded, I watched every episode of Red vs. Blue.
Why?
And I didn't really know about a lot more of what they did.
They didn't really do much up until that point.
Yeah, but I loved it, and I do like that they got into a more of a story mode. Because you can't keep that kind of comedy up forever.
Right.
So I think it was the good way to go, because there are still those moments of comedy, but it's also still... you kind of get invested into the characters and everything. It's a story. It's a plot line. And so then I went to Chicago, between high school and college, and I lived there for about a year. And kind of got away from it because...
Michael Jordan there?
Yeah, partied with him a lot. It was fun.
Did you fight him?
No, but we teamed up on Shaq and
fucking Shaq will kick both your asses.
That was awful. We got our asses kicked. He actually just used his cock. All he did was slap us
fucking
around with his
wipe
cock.
Wipe his ass with Michael Jordan
us.
After.
Yeah. Well, already. Nah, I'm not gonna say. Anyway.
Cup tissue.
Jesus.
So, I get back to St. Louis. I go to school because part of that was like, so I decided to just try, like, fuck it, I'll wing it and see where that leads me. And my parents said, you're going to hate it, but sure, why not? And turns out I hated minimum wage. Surprise, surprise. And realized, you can't fucking really... I always knew you couldn't get by, but, like, advancement was a lot more difficult than my, like, high school brain thought it would be.
Let's go make fucking $8.25 an hour and live in a fucking three-story apartment. Sounds good?
No, I figured, like, alright, so I put a year into working really, really hard. Like, maybe I could become a system manager or something, given that most of my coworkers were lazy as shit. But reality is not... Who's the hardest
You forgot
working.
There was
it's
a hot girl working
suck-up.
At the counter across from me.
Yeah,
or,
more or less.
Or the first girl to suck the boss's dick.
Yeah, so...
Or shoot
anyway,
heroin with it.
So I got back to St. Louis. I started going back to school. And by this time, I kind of had more or less forgotten about it. Because really, all they had was Red vs. Blue. And so one of my friends was now that I was back in St. Louis, watching, what were they watching? They were watching
Archie
something.
Shorts. Archie Shorts.
It was, it was a short, definitely. I can't remember which
Shaving
one.
Shaving Face. It's the best one.
Because right after, I just watched all the ones up till then, and I asked, like, oh, who the fuck makes those? Like, the voices sounded really fucking familiar. Some of them. Like, Matt didn't sound familiar. But
is that better?
It must have been one with Matt in it then. So, yeah. And so he was like, well, I mean, I doubt you've heard of them. It's this company called Rooster Teeth. And I was like, motherfucker! Like, Red vs. Blue Rooster Teeth.
Did you kick their ass?
No shit.
They didn't know shit.
Not they knew about Red vs. Blue, but they figured I didn't.
No, because they fucking doubted you. You should have kicked their ass. called shit on their asses. Shaq would have used him as a cum tissue.
So,
would have liked
then,
that.
Like, by that
fuck!
Point, they had,
shut
the
fuck up, Cam. Stop trying to get off topic. Oh my god, just let Nick talk. Jesus.
So by that time, they had Shorts, and they had, not quite come out with podcasts, if I remember right.
No, that was until 2009.
Yeah. No, then they had just started coming out with podcasts. And, so I caught up on Red vs. Blue, and, I watched, like, some shorts, and then I got into the podcast, probably in 2010, and, I mean, I just started watching everything they had, because there really no one who, in my mind, really compares in YouTube.
PewDiePie.
Like,
absolutely nobody. They're too professional. They're too good. They're too funny.
Well,
the personalities are way too good.
I mean, Clay would probably argue that IGN is just as good, even though IGN sucks dick.
Yeah, IGN is really not great. But, I mean, I will say, like, Game Grumps. I like to watch Game Grumps. Like, especially their Sonic 06 series. Oh my god, that game was awful. But,
so
and then, I found out about someone else because of, Ray and Michael, Retsupray, thank you. Couldn't quite remember because Michael and Ray were guests on a podcast there.
The Retsu Talk, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. It was fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah, they're on my podcast list. I listen
to
them all the time.
And ever since I heard that, I was like, okay, these people are also really fucking funny. But, I mean, back in 2010, who was visible and funny and good?
PewDiePie.
It was really nothing other than
Cam,
Rooster
you talk
Teeth.
Again. I'm kicking you from the fucking call. Get the dick out of your ass and shut up, all right? All right. Continue, Cam. I mean, Nick.
Well,
don't ever confuse me for Cam.
I'm just tired. I think we're all tired right now.
Yeah,
you're
so
definitely tired. Fucking shit.
Shut the fuck up. All right,
really
Nick.
Tired.
And then I think the first time, like, I enjoyed, eventually the Let's Play started happening. And that was very, very cool. Fun to watch. And I think, it was episode, I mean, I kind of enjoyed them. And then it was episode 9, the second part of Build a Tower, when Michael figured out what iron looked like. And I lost my shit. Like, I had never played Minecraft. I didn't even play when they were doing their Let's Plays. And I knew what fucking iron looked like. And just so, like, he didn't even know he could make shit out of cobblestone. Motherfucker, you're so stupid, and you've won 2 of the towers in the fucking first 4 competitions. Motherfucker. And so I definitely became addicted to Minecraft. And because of that, actually, I always root for Michael. Like,
oh, yeah. Michael's a guy. Michael and Ray.
Gotta go Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan Ray.
So, Nick. Would you say that you're an addict?
No.
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
Like, I don't watch, like, continually refresh the page, but between work and school, because I take school in the evening because I work during the day, I have like this lull time, and I don't always have necessarily reading or homework to do. And so I'll definitely be watching stuff, and I have on my channel that isn't what I'm going to be uploading shit to, so I'm not going to say it, but I have a ton of playlists of just like related type Rooster Teeth videos, and I'll just fucking play through them while I'm either playing video games or reading or something. So it, and then once something new comes out, yeah, I'm definitely watching it. But I'm also going to be getting more involved on the site, the Rooster Teeth site, in part because since I'd been wanting to record shit, and ever since we started recording Gossip Party, like, I've actually really fucking enjoyed it. More than I thought I would. I don't know if that's the same as you guys.
Definitely.
Oh my god.
But I thought I'd...
I love you guys.
Yeah, fuck, that sucks. I thought I'd like it. I'm just going to ignore Camp from now on. I thought I'd like it, but it turns out I really fucking enjoy it. Like, I look forward to being able to record a podcast and then listening to it all edited. Thank you, aww, Logan.
Yeah, I'm for real, like, super bummed if I can't make a podcast or something.
Yeah.
Me too.
And then I love seeing, like, that we have people who enjoy it on Reddit, even if it's only a few people. Yeah, fucking makes funny. Me feel like king of the world. I'm not
right.
Lie.
Those first,
it's amazing.
I remember we had two fans at first that posted on one of them that
yeah.
said they
I
like,
saw
liked
one.
It.
I
or
just
they laughed, and I just it kind of set me aback a little. I was just like, someone thinks what we did not only was funny, because I think a lot of podcasts I listen to are funny, but took the time to seek out where we were and write about it. I would consider myself a fan of Internet Box, but I never wrote into questions. I never joined the Internet Box site, but I love them more than almost any other podcast I've ever listened to. I consider myself a Rooster Teeth podcast fan, but I never wrote into the podcast, and I don't live stream, watch the live stream of the podcast. I don't do any of that. The fact that these two, said that they liked our podcast and commented, that just... It meant a lot
yeah,
to me.
The fact
was,
that they took
really
an hour
great.
To an hour and a half out of their day to listen to us losers talk about nothing in particular and enjoy it and laugh just really made me happy and feel like I did something that was worthwhile.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It brings such a new,
the fact that somebody actually enjoyed something I did.
Well,
it kind of brings, a new aspect to my life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as cliche as it sounds, it really does. Cool. I mean, I love talking to you guys. I love, I love being in school and checking my phone and seeing, AIM notifications from you guys talking about the podcast.
I don't
want
to get in trouble for that.
I look forward to recording. I look forward to all of this. And honestly, reason we're here is because of Rooster Teeth.
No, but it's corny as it sounds. And, you'll hear them all say, I love you guys fans. If it wasn't for you, it's the reason I wouldn't be doing this. It's it really is. Because the fans, when they say, they watched your stuff and they listened to your stuff and they took time out of their day to hear what you had to say, it just makes you feel good inside, feel like you're saying something worthwhile.
Yeah, it gets me pumped up to record another one right when I see something like that.
And you
that.
Want to do it better, so you
and
actually
yeah, I
want to
do it better. I've had my cousin and some of my friends, that I know not on the internet that are, I know them personally. I've had some of them listen to it, and they say, oh, that's funny, man. That's good. I say, no, you tell me what part you liked, tell me what part you hated, because I don't give a damn about you, but I'm doing this for the people, and I'm going to do it right, goddammit.
Our bio is the people can fuck themselves. We love you guys.
Yeah, I was having dinner with a few of my friends that actually told about the podcast, and one of them didn't know about it. So we were talking about it, and the other guy was like, what are you guys talking about? And one of my other friends is like, well, he started a podcast with some friends, and it's actually really good. It's really funny to listen to, you know? And I got to tell you guys, my dick is so big that it, knocked the table over.
Did it get, a full inch?
Inch.
Okay.
How
long was the table sitting?
It was pretty low. I mean, I was, right
It was actually a table tray.
It was.
Table tray.
But, I mean, so the reason I bring this up is, that really gave me a better understanding of what it must be like for the employees of Rooster Teeth. I can't even comprehend a million views, let alone how many subscribers
I can't imagine
are
if
they
we
up
got
to.
Fucking 100 downloads. That would blow my mind. I would go around my fucking
if 100 people heard what I had to say, I would fucking...
Cam, we don't want to hear what you say. You're interrupting Clay.
but really, like, I think he's on the same track as me, where the fact that if 100 people, if, like, it hasn't happened yet, and I hope it happens in the future, but I still don't know, like, if 100 people ever download our podcast, I'm gonna go around, and every time someone gives me a dirty look, I'm going to be the fucking Andrew Blanchard. Like, bitch, oh, I have a podcast.
Hold on, Cam, did you tell your story yet on the podcast or anything about how you act since you have the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Real quick. Rooster Teeth has addressed on their Rooster Teeth site.
It's 7.6 million, I think.
7,341,503 subscribers. That's subscribers. Like, what the fuck?
That's incredible.
If I was Matt, Joel, Gus, Bernie, Jeff,
you'd have a gun complex going.
I mean, I don't know. I'd
a
be
complex.
I'd
a
be God fucking complex. Humble.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm saying you are like, God at that point.
Exactly. No, but I mean, I would be humble. And if you like listen to Jeff or any of them talk, like you can tell that very sincerely, they're pretty humbled by it.
Yeah.
And I mean, think when you're facing those numbers, you're like, I almost can't believe that. And I never had a full appreciation for how that must feel for them until I had like two people say that, yeah, we really like your stuff.
Absolutely.
And I was like,
and not only that, it's two people we've never talked to or met before. It was just random people on the internet.
Exactly. I mean, and guys, they don't like Bernie and Matt and all them, they don't jerk their little dicks off about it.
No.
They're pretty cool about it. But just imagine just sitting back and contemplating what they've done. It's like a whole community based around video games with all the people in it love video games and all of them love them. And all of them love each other. It's so amazing, dude. Like, their whole community that they've made.
I mean,
like,
look.
Think about... Oh, 1 minute before you start. Think about how cool it would be if, like, we were at a convention all together and somebody walked up and said, oh, my God, you're the Gossip Party. Can you give us an autograph? How good would that feel?
I'd faint. I'd just faint. I would pass out.
I would give the autograph of my life.
My pants would fill with shite.
My pants would fill with semen. I'd probably make out with
myself out of amazement. While I'm just like jerking off, like Sade
or have a panel that like just I'd love to have a panel that just fills up, and that would feel so good and so satisfying that something we did that we started is turned so popular that people want to hear us, want to see us live.
So see, like, here's one thing. This is one quote.
I'm naked when I do the podcast. Actually,
this is one quote from the I think it's from the Bible that I really really like. No one man should have all that power. And
no one man.
Well, we're seven men, so.
And it was really... that Lil Wayne?
That's Kanye. It's not the Bible.
Is that Kanye?
That's not the Bible. That's Kanye.
That's my favorite song ever.
But honestly,
linked up
I think
cam.
One thing I'd like
wait,
to
what?
Say
I don't do that.
To the fans of Rooster Teeth is when you have something as great as what we have in a community, regardless of if you get mad because something's late or something like that,
Clay's fault. Clay or Cam's fault if it's late.
What?
So.
What do you mean, Clay
no,
or Cam's fault?
Party. Shut up, Logan. He's
we're team good audio. Logan, it's me, you and Justin. Team good audio.
And
what the fuck?
When people get mad about stuff in the comments and or someone who they didn't want to win won, or if someone they didn't like was in an RT recap or in a sketch, for the YouTube commenters, it just makes me feel bad as a fan. That
no, that's why I love the site.
But
exactly.
We only get
it's
on.
Like people watching a sport, like sports or something like that. It's just something they sort of commute around.
I know, but
it's
there's
not really
so
them
much.
Mad.
There's, I would guarantee you, there's 10 times the negative content, the negative feedback they get than the good. And I think
No. Seriously, the website is fantastic and
very
busy.
But also,
we're
doing this podcast.
Most people see him on YouTube.
Most people do see him on YouTube.
Put
and that's
this in perspective,
get most
though.
Traffic.
Like, now that we have this podcast, and you kind of put it in perspective, it's kind of hard to get things out on a certain schedule. because there's so many difficulties and troubles that can go on.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, even with our five episodes, we've had troubles with audio. We've had, like, editing issues, and it's kind of hard to just be able to push it out for a certain date and make it good.
And we do one thing a week.
Yeah, and you have to make it good. One thing. You don't want to make it a shitty piece, so you have to make sure it's quality.
This podcast is why I decided I'm not going to actually upload anything till I have five episodes fully edited, ready to upload. Then I'll upload the first fucking one. So, like, if something happens, I have something to fall back on. Because I didn't realize how much could go wrong until just audio files we've had problems with.
We can't even handle doing two things. We tried the Let's Play deal, and we can't even get that going.
That fell apart real fast.
To be fair,
I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not.
To be fair, I think we should go back into doing Twitch, but that's a conversation for a different time. Let's bring it back to Rooster Teeth in that... I'm just going to say, like, YouTube has its own community and that people are little assholes on YouTube. And I really want to stress to anyone listening, so all of our two fans, love you, by the way.
I love you guys are the best.
Shout out to fan number one. Fan
oh, wait. I actually know a fan's name, so I just want to just make sure I get this right. I want to... let me check
going
Twitter.
On Reddit?
Going on Twitter, going on Reddit?
Cam, you don't count, okay?
But anyway, so
gonna,
I really
oh wait,
wanna
wait,
urge...
I want to give a shout out to Gossip Party Cam's dad.
Okay,
that's
you.
My dad, and
fuck
he is our
you,
number
Cam.
One fan.
Does he actually listen to this?
No, my dad. If my dad listened to this, I probably
you should have pulled out.
No, but shout out to Jeremy from the site who is a fan and just followed us all on Twitter. I think possibly.
Yeah,
no, he didn't follow
he
me.
He followed me.
Didn't wow. follow me. Me.
So shout out to Jeremy on the site, and thanks for being a fan. I love you.
And, who submitted the intros? It starts with an O.
Owen. Shout out to Owen, too, for the intros. I don't know if you listen, but we love you, too, because the intros are great.
Speaking of Rooster Teeth, Let's Play, though.
So. Yeah, no, it's been up. But real quick.
Call Duty Ghost one?
Yeah. It's been up for, like, 30 minutes.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, dumbass.
But it's 15 minutes long, so...
That just shows how much we're into that, even when we're recording for you guys. We're checking the site.
All right, so we kind of want to round off into our last two topics, because I need to get to bed.
Real quick,
before we round off.
That's a gymnastics thing.
Never mind, Miles.
Well, I wanted to round off into Ruby,
I've been trying to say something for like five fucking minutes.
But go ahead, Miles. I love you.
I would highly suggest anybody... who maybe doesn't like the negative comments and stuff on YouTube, get involved on their website. It is really fucking great. I mean, it's a little weird to get used to because it's like a YouTube blog and Facebook kind of all smushed together in a not terribly user-friendly way, I'm going to be honest. But once you do get the hang of it, it's great.
It's a great site.
And
I love
it. It really is. And especially when you participate more.
I don't think I've seen a negative comment on the site yet, besides, like, joking around, but I mean...
Yeah, but, I mean, even when we have something that's negative, it's, like, trying to be helpful. Like, they don't just say, oh, this sucked. They'll say, oh, I didn't like this because of this, this, and this. Like, it's a different atmosphere.
It's one of the best fan bases out there.
That's pretty great.
Yeah,
think about this. We spawned an entire podcast off of friendships formed around a fan base of... a community of people who met through the internet and play games.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah. So anyway, Logan, you were going to say something?
I think if I had that kind of a power where I was on the internet and there's so many people hating me, I would look through the comments, and if there was someone who said they didn't like me at all, I would do everything in my power for that one guy to make sure I was in every single video just for him,
just like Jack.
Hey, I like Jack. There's nothing wrong
actually,
with Jack.
Cool. Actually, like real quick, I'm gonna say something. If you go on to the Rooster Teeth subreddit, I don't know if any of you guys know who Malleus is, but she does a lot of art. Her name's Natalie. She does a lot of art on the Let's Play Rooster Teeth stuff and Achievement Hunter stuff. And they made one of her things a official poster in the store. which congratulations to her. That's fantastic. And so one of the people posted about it and said, the only like thing I have about it is they didn't give credit to the artist. And so there was some discussion about that. Within an hour, Barbara posted on the subreddit saying, like, well, this is how we do it. We don't give credit on the site, on the poster, but we do through social media. We've already talked to her. And then there were still kind of some complaints. And then Emily, RT Emily, posted that, explaining a little bit more in depth as to how all that worked. So in the community, in the subreddit, on something that the title wasn't critical in any way, shape, or form, and was just, hey, look, there's a poster, you had within an hour and a half, two of the employees at Rooster Teeth commenting, so obviously reading the comments of a not too terribly high up post on the subreddit.
Something
during,
great.
You have to remember,
during,
though, that is Barbara's
this was
job.
That's
the great thing.
Yesterday, when all of the RT 11 stuff was going on, I mean, they had so many other things to deal with.
But that's the great thing about Rooster Teeth. One of the great things, I'm not saying there's just one, but one of the great things about Rooster Teeth is how plugged in with their community they really are.
Yeah.
Jeff goes on the Reddit all the time. You know, Barbara's involved. That's her job, to be involved
with
it.
Well, but I mean, like,
everybody's involved with it.
30 people, realistically, like, max 30 people you can say are really working there or involved enough that you consider them working there. And for two of them to show up on the same thread, just, like, trying to say exactly what's going on and not in
Miles
any way an asshole way is
stop playing with your
cool.
beer bottle.
Shut up. And I mean, I that is another point I want to make. Like, they really are that plugged into the community and that community based, and that's one of the other things I just love about Rooster Teeth.
It's great. All right, so Cam, I think you wanted to talk about.
I
want something
to talk about Ruby,
while.
But you guys can ditch that if you want.
No. Let's talk.
All right, so I'm sure you all know this, but Ruby is their newest series. Or not newest, but one of their newest series. It's a, it's kind of like an anime-based series that Monty created.
It's not a machinima. Fuck me.
It's not a machinima. It's an anime-based series that Monty created with Kerry and Miles, and it's really, like, original and unique and good, and it just shows that Rooster Teeth isn't a one-trick comedy pony. Mm-hmm. They can delve into the action realm and make it work and make it very good. Without kind of losing their roots, and still has that Rooster Teeth kind of feel to it.
Well, and it's also a lot of drama. Like, it's not just action. And this is something I've liked about Ruby, and I haven't liked about some of the comments I've seen about it, is people assumed because of the first couple of trailers that it was going to be all action. And
that's not it at all.
From the beginning, Monty and Miles and all of them have said, no, it's not all action. It's just like, how you capture someone's attention with the very first trailer or preview is through action. I mean,
did anybody else
marketing.
Get like a boner from that first trailer? Because I did.
Honestly, God, yeah. I'm not going to lie. The trailers didn't interest me. I didn't see it as something I'd watch. And I didn't watch Ruby until maybe like a week or two after it aired. I'm like, fine, I guess I'll finally give it a shot. And I was not disappointed.
No, it's very
the trailers
good.
Did not pull me in enough.
I liked the... I honestly liked the trailers, but
I liked the Ruby one the best, the red one.
I liked Weiss's one the best.
Weiss is my favorite character, good. So I'm going to go Weiss.
But I mean, no, it is very actiony, very cool, very Monty. Like Haloid. When I first saw Haloid, when it first went like I guess viral, ish, was incredible, and this is just so very Monty. Ruby is and
it's
Miles
so good too.
And Miles has directed what 12th season is going to be what his third or fourth season directing,
I believe so.
And he's directed Rooster Red vs. Blue. He's good.
He's a writer,
like
too.
he knows how to write and direct these sorts of series, and it is a good fucking series.
It is, definitely.
Not to mention, shout out to the four girls who do that, because they are literally anything but voice actors by profession, but they
Aaron,
do a damn good job.
Lindsay, Barbara,
so great.
Kara.
Yeah.
They were just you know, employees working their jobs, and they're like, oh, you want to do this? And they're like, yeah, sure. And yeah, now okay. They're fucking famous. Now they're great.
Not to discount what they, because clearly they're doing a great job, so this might seem like a shitty analogy, but that'd be like my chemistry teacher asking the janitor to come help him with a problem on the board.
Well, your janitor probably graduated like, high school.
Yeah, but then the janitor, like, killing it on the board. Because I mean, that's not a skill everybody has. You cannot go ask someone. I think that's a common misconception because it's not as people think, oh, it's not as much acting because you don't have to do anything with your face. But I think almost that makes it harder because you have to put the connotation into your words. You have to put how you say things and you have to watch how you say things and you have to be able to make those noises and be able to keep that voice. Like,
well,
Ruby's
a lot of
voice
actors...
is not Lindsay's.
Right, I didn't know it was Lindsay at first.
Yeah, a lot of voice actors actually do act through it.
Like
mime professional,
it out?
Yeah, like professional voice actors, and they'll act through it, mime it out, because that's what gets them into the mood of the character.
A lot of the things,
so it's
like,
very
a
much
lot of
acting.
Voice actors will say, like, there's voices in their head because, like, it's their profession, so they have to learn to be able to switch in and out of the voices. So, like, if you talk to Tara Strong and watch a lot of interviews, like, she does a lot of voices and. Sometimes she'll be like, yeah, sometimes I can hear Timmy and Twilight Sparkle just in my head because I'm so used to going in and out of my voice to theirs that it's just a part of my mind now. And it's really cool how it works like that and how they're able to do that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of skill and raw talent. I mean, it's a very cool thing that they were able to do that.
Is it her or Tara Reid that got real ugly?
Tara Strong is still good looking, so...
So Tara Reid must be.
Yeah,
Tara Strong is a MILF.
Yeah.
She's pretty great.
Yeah, she is.
Also voices Twilight Sparkle, My Little Pony, Friendship's Magic.
Now we were...
no one watches.
I watched
on
I actually want to... slightly off topic, I do kind of want to get My Little Pony a try.
I'll send you one of my posters.
Oh my god. Okay,
only
so...
because Ray and Michael are... You get so enthusiastic about it, but that's my little sidetrack.
Yeah,
back
right.
to you.
All right, so on the topic of them not being voice actors but being good at it, something that I was thinking of, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I think on a panel or a podcast panel or something like that at RTX last year, I think, might have been the Ruby one, it might have just been the podcast
Ruby.
One. Fuck, now I forgot the dude's name that made it. Oh my
Monty
god. What Monty, yeah, Monty. He was talking about how he made each of the characters.
Based off
sort
fairy tales.
Of, yeah, based off of each person that played the character. So he was like...
Well, yeah, but they also based it off fairy tales. Like, he said he wanted Yang to represent Goldilocks, I believe.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, part of them is part of the character, too.
No,
he
was more talking about, like, the character as in, like, how he and Miles and everyone depicted their personalities.
Carrie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Like, their looks are based off of, like, Red Riding Hood, Snow White, Goldilocks, and I forget who.
I don't remember what Blake is.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's all fairy tale, but their personalities, and I remember that, Justin, was based off the people voice acting them.
Right. So that was pretty cool.
Also,
I enjoyed hearing that because it got really
because my bias towards Ruby is the only Rooster Teeth boy who's ever tweeted at me is Aaron, who voices Blake and Ruby. So,
aren't you in love with Aaron?
Nah, dude.
I'm pretty sure you're in love
with Aaron.
You talk about.
I'm in love with Clay.
What's up?
Listen. Anybody else got any topics they want to talk about?
Yeah, the new immersion.
Oh, that was good.
Oh,
yeah, that was good.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Thinking about that.
We haven't talked about immersion yet. This is going to show another hour.
Oh.
Love immersion.
Fuck,
yeah,
how long have
immersion.
We been going? All right, this is... Are we tweeting this at the Rooster Teeth, guys?
Right now,
the
yeah,
three times that Michael fell in the hole.
Oh, my
God.
That's
great.
Fucking, I like Lindsay sniping out Michael.
That was great.
Dude, is Gavin gay? Because his run looks...
He has a girlfriend.
Gay.
He
He's
has a really
attractive
girlfriend.
Yeah, you're right, but it could be a cover.
Did
dude, when
in
he when he was
dog?
Like, "Is that me?" and then stuck his
Meg
leg
Turney
out from
is
around
bisexual.
The corner. Oh my god, that was so funny!
Oh.
That was so funny. That whole video was so good. I think
really
immersion
was.
Might be one of my favorite things that they do.
So one of my favorites was when Jeff and Gus were still guinea pigs, and it was like loading them up with everything you would be loaded up with in Doom.
Yeah. And Gus just fucking quit.
Yeah, he just fell on his back like a fucking turtle.
That was so good.
So when did they switch guinea pigs?
Jeff
said he didn't want to do it anymore.
It was when Griff stopped being involved, I think.
Griffin.
Why did she stop being involved? Yeah. She left just in pursuing her own stuff?
Yeah, no, she decided to just go on to, because she does wood carving and she actually is really fucking good.
I'll check it out right now.
She uses a chainsaw, right?
Yeah.
She's so good at that. I've seen some of her stuff.
Yeah, you should, if you haven't seen videos of her making them, you should watch that. It's pretty fucking cool.
But she decided to pursue
her own thing. So she was like, I'm spending too much time on Rooster Teeth. I want to do my own thing. And Jeff was like, all right. I mean, he's not going to say you need to be a part of Rooster Teeth, obviously. And so at that point.
Oh, before you go, Griffin left Rooster Teeth officially 2 years ago.
Cam, please don't talk over everybody. Sorry. It's wildly unprofessional.
and we are a professional podcast.
I wanted to let you know that Griffin retired left Rooster Teeth 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 years ago? Wow. She was a great part of the podcast. I loved hearing her and Jeff and Bernie talk. It was so great.
It's been like a year since the last immersion, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so Gus got more involved in the role that Griff had, obviously he wasn't also going to be one of the guinea pigs, and I think Jeff was like, fuck it. And
you
I
keep
think
calling he... Griffin Griff, which is fucking with me, because Jeff is Griff, and
yeah,
it's
but
just
Jeff always
me.
Calls her Griff, and that so that's what sticks in my mind.
Does he?
I've never heard him.
No, I'm sorry, not Jeff, someone
Bernie
does. Bernie does, yeah. And so... All right, so Griffin left. Gus took over Griffin's role. And I think Michael and Gavin just make such perfect guinea pigs.
They do.
How can you resist?
They're both idiots.
Did y'all see the new slow-mo, guys?
No, I don't want
to.
Was it the Mousetraps?
Yes, that was funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was funny, but they've already done Mousetraps, so I was slightly disappointed.
Oh.
That's true.
When, it was Dan and Gavin. I think Gavin was the one to actually put his finger in the mousetrap last time, but
I think they both did it. Gavin did the weaker one and Dan did the stronger one.
No. Gavin was going to do the stronger one, and then they were like, we're going to test this first. And then it was sort of a fuck no. The rat trap, would have taken his finger off.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you guys think about Rooster Teeth sort of absorbing Slow-Mo Guys? Because I love it.
I think it's great.
Cool. What do you guys think about the No, if you've at all kept up with that?
Oh, I haven't been paying attention, but I watched it.
Like, they put out multiple... Like, I do like that the Rooster Teeth channel is a little less cluttered. They're going to come out with the No as a site the same way like Achievement Hunter in the store and RTX are.
I think we need to start wrapping up a bit.
This was the last thing I sort of had kind of written down about to talk
also,
about.
Also, wait, update. I found out Blake is supposed to be Beauty and the Beast. Just
okay. I don't see. Thank you. Okay.
Both of them? She's supposed to be both of them? All right.
Yeah, both.
Piece of shit.
And, so...
Shut up, you fucking...
I think it's really cool on two fronts that, like, it's decluttering some of Rooster Teeth stuff. And also... that they're expanding to the point where they have, five channels? No, six channels. They still have game fails.
And the RT community, or AH community.
Yeah, so seven channels. So they're expanding.
Maybe they'll buy
the
gossip
where...
party.
Shut the fuck up, Ken.
Okay.
And they're expanding, and it's really becoming viable that, they could become essentially a parent cable television type company on the internet.
Well, it's not the only thing. There were plans originally, a while ago, there were plans for an animated TV RVB show.
Yeah.
You ever heard about that? Canceled shortly, but there were plans.
Yeah, so I mean, it's to me really cool that they are still expanding and still coming out with new stuff, and so they have the patch and all of their new stuff on its own site, which, I mean, I put up with IGN and Joystick mostly because, you know, that's where you get your fucking gaming news. But now I can get it from the Know, and, I mean, I still have to do Joystick, but it's... They're getting better and better at it. And it's fucking cool.
What about Kotaku?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't hate them, so I didn't bring them up.
Fair enough.
I mean, they're not great either, but
they're decent.
Yeah, they're decent. Some of the people who write for them are
not Rooster Teeth employees, so we shouldn't talk about them.
Assholes. Please, I hope no one from that company is watching this. But yeah, no, some of them are.
As long as Rooster Teeth doesn't buy it, we're good.
Yeah.
Rooster Teeth, don't buy Kotaku.
So, I mean, in conclusion, we all like Rooster Teeth. It's great. We all love it. It's amazing. It's great.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm guessing you want to end the call.
I think we should start wrapping up.
Yeah.
As our last thing, instead of doing questions, I want everybody to go around and just give a brief little thing about what their favorite part,
Lindsay,
or person, or anything from Rooster Teeth.
Did you just say Lindsay?
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Clay, why don't you start?
I mean, Lindsay's cool, but...
I'm going to be completely honest. I was working on a equation. What were you saying?
We're wrapping up. Instead of questions, we're going to just go around, and everybody's going to say what their favorite part, through the years, their favorite part, their favorite moment, series, whatever, of Rooster Teeth is.
You're gonna come to me first with that.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll give you a
minute. I already have
Logan.
One.
Logan, go.
All right, Logan.
Probably would be the Ghost series. I really like that. Go or Rage Quit.
Nick.
I am gonna have to say Matt. Mostly because of those moments when he gets very sentimental talking about Rooster Teeth and founding it and where it's gotten to. He is incredibly sincere, and you don't see a lot of them, so it's really cool to almost always being seeing that side of him. And, I mean, if you actually look at what he's done before Rooster Teeth, he was pretty successful, sort of like Bernie. It's also why Bernie's one of my favorite. They sort of dropped what they were doing, the careers, real careers they had in order to do this. And
which is what you should do for the gossip part and give me all of your money.
And that was, I mean, that's pretty cool. And both of them are very obviously still just kind of in awe of what happened from all of it.
And
so.
Both still very successful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even more successful, but yeah. No, it was a big risk for both of them to take. More so than Jeff, or Gus, or Joel, for that matter.
Jeff quit his job after the first, like, three episodes. Yeah, Jeff didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, for Bernie and Matt, it was a huge risk. Like, Bernie was vice president, I think. Like, you don't just get that position back.
Well, what was he vice president, though?
It was a small tech support company or call company, right?
He's still vice president. Wow.
He's still a president. He owns.
Shout out to Bernie.
Shout out to.
So, Regine. I came up with my favorite.
Part. Fuck camera.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's not really a single video or a single series, but the chemistry that the Achievement Hunter guys have with each other is fantastic. And the only thing that I would say rival that is the chemistry that Gavin and Gus have when they're not at each other's throats on the podcast. So those are probably my two favorite things, especially with Gavin and Gus on the podcast, because some of those moments have just had me... I've had to pause it so I don't miss anything. I'm laughing so hard.
Clay took mine. Cam, go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to go a different route from all of you guys. I'm going to go a specific video. I'm going to go my favorite thing of all time would probably be just King Ryan Part 2.
that was a pretty good one.
Finding Edgar in the hole, just that was probably the most I've ever laughed at a video ever.
That was very funny. I liked it.
Really funny.
So, I think my favorite part would have to be the podcast.
Which one, Internet Box or RT?
Internet Box. But then, of course, you have everything that comes off of that, like RT. And
or the Gossip Party podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
You get Rooster Teeth. Then you got Internet Box coming off of that.
Oh, wait, Internet Box could have been included?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, then Internet Box for me.
Well, no, just Rooster Teeth. This is a Rooster Teeth thing.
Yeah.
And then we got us. So
the best
I guess
podcast
you could say
out of all
it's
three.
Successful.
My favorite part of all time would be the community and the fact that this happened from Rooster Teeth.
My favorite part would probably be the modcast, actually. It's a joke.
No.
Yeah, it's great.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I do. I'm going to admit, I enjoy them more than I thought I was going to.
Still like us better. Shout out to the community box. But,
They're great.
You guys are good.
I might have a little bias, but I think Gossip Party is better. But
I also think
you know, I still have
a little bit of bias. Yeah.
But I still do enjoy community box. But, I mean,
Shout out to Milk Runners.
Yeah. I
mean, where'd they go?
I don't know.
Kind of miss them. They were good.
But, so this has been, I think, a great extra cast. Extra cast. Yeah. It's like
longer than most
fucking longer than most of our regular podcasts. But
so, TLDL, Too Long Didn't Listen, Rooster Teeth is fucking amazing.
They are.
I love them so much. I owe them so much. So many things have come out of it.
I have
so much of my own enjoyment
and
happiness. Shut the fuck up, Cam. I'm trying to get sentimental here.
It's so beautiful.
I
lost my train of thought. I think we should sing a little bit of a happy birthday song and then say goodnight.
How about we sing the safety dance instead?
No.
Yes!
How about Clay, for the love of God, do not do R&B again.
Well, you know,
for the love of fucking God.
Let's just sing
happy birthday
to be sentimental.
I have gone through this whole recording
sing it normally.
Not hating you. And in fact, with your whole thing about how you got into Rooster Teeth, I actually like you now. Please don't fuck that up.
He's going to. I give him about 5 minutes, if even that.
It's my thing, guys. It's like telling me not to breathe.
Then don't fucking breathe.
So should we start? And all right. Three, two, one, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Rooster Teeth.
And Achievement Hunter.
Happy birthday to you.
Shout out to
and Clay, I fucking hate you.
I didn't sing R&B.
I still fucking hate you.
I still Marilyn Monroe.
Who the fuck is
Rooster
Teeth? No,